This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The day after, a week in the NFL, we have all kinds of narratives. They're just flying all over the place. And we know how it is in the NFL. You know, reactions are big. And usually they are overreactions. But we are humans and we have emotions. And sometimes I find myself having reactions where, like, I know they're stupid, but you have them anyway. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, it's entertainment. These are humans. Like, you're allowed to feel things. But, Jenks, you tell me if this is fair or foul. So I'm watching the Chiefs game, and this is when Travis Kelce had a big catch, and I think he might have stiff-armed a guy as well. So he had this celebration where I think he looked like he was, like, juggling his... I don't know if I can say it on the radio, so I'm not gonna, but, like, it was a celebration. And I thought to myself, oh, that's a bad look. Like, you already have Taylor Swift. You already have all these Super Bowls. You don't need to rub it in. I feel like guys like that who are at the pinnacle... Like, sometimes the celebrating, like, it feels like too much. And I think people feel this way about Patrick Mahomes. Like, when he makes a big play and he celebrates, you're like, all right, we get it. You're amazing. Do you feel this way about Travis Kelce?
No, I don't, actually. I just feel like that it's fatigue more than anything else. You know, you see him everywhere, and whether it's on the football field, off the field, in commercials with Taylor, whatever it is, you see him in Happy Gilmore, he's acting more. So I feel like when you see someone everywhere and then you see them celebrate, it just kind of adds to the fatigue. So it doesn't bother me. I'm kind of accustomed to it by now, but I tried to accept my Chiefs fatigue because I just get exhausted with the constant Kansas City narrative, which I think we're starting to see break up now. So maybe that's what's helping me. But it didn't really bother me.
To be clear, I'm not saying I dislike him as a person. I am just saying, like, in the moment when he does these celebrations, I'm like, all right, we get it. Where it's almost to the point where we like gracious winners. You know, there is sportsmanship to both sides of the coin. You can be, you know... a good loser and, like, a gracious winner. And it just felt like one of those moments. And plus, like, they weren't even winning the game. Like, I think I still have PTSD from, like, Cam Newton doing celebrations down, like, 21 points where you're like, all right, we need to win the game. So, like, can we not? So, celebrations are a funny thing. And I understand no one gets more worked up than, like, Roger Goodell. He's like, oh, was that a look? Was that a hip thrust? Oh, no, that's a penalty. Call it in.
Right.
Throw the flag.
Yeah. Well, you know, the NFL, they're going to cut down on all these things, but they are, but they're not. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all arbitrary. So at some point, how do you define what is crossing a line? What's a normal celebration? This is a game, by the way. So you should be able to celebrate, but then when does it cross a line? Like, we'll never see anything that's really uniform when it comes to trying to penalize that or police that.
Yeah. It's the wheel of punishment. Wheel of punishment. Are you going to get a flag? I don't know. Like, who's the quarterback? Oh, is that going to be roughing the passer? Was that Patrick Mahomes? How dare you? So it's funny how that works. All right. So one of the many narratives over the weekend that was on the table was Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So we're going to take a walk down Narrative Street. So what we're going to do is Denton's going to come in, and he's going to give us a player or a team. And we say what the given narrative should be, maybe what it is, and maybe what the truth is in between when it comes to some of these players and teams. All right, Denton, so let's start us off here.
Yes, I think word association, but this is going to be narrative association. So since you guys started with the Kansas City Chiefs, I will start with the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
I feel like the narrative is that the Chiefs are cooked. Like, that's probably the term that a lot of people are using, because they're 0-2 for the first time, and it feels like forever for a team that used to be sitting on top of the mountain. They now look very vulnerable, because we know how difficult it is for NFL teams to start off slow and still make the postseason. But I feel like that narrative is a little premature. I feel like the Chiefs are still playing in close games, and this is exactly what we saw last year. And what did they do last year? They played in the Super Bowl. Granted, they lost in the Super Bowl, but they are still a top-end team with top-end talent that has reinforcements that will be coming halfway through the season, where they have more depth at receiver. So I am far from counting out the Chiefs. I feel like that narrative is fiction.
I think they're just no longer elite, is what I think. I think they're a really good football team. You're always going to be really good when you have Patrick Mahomes, and that's it. But just like in the past where we saw, you know, the Bills, we've seen it now, the Bills just can't get past the Chiefs. They can't get past the Chiefs. Maybe this will be the year. Now the Chiefs have a real problem, and that problem is the Eagles. So even if they win the AFC, they're going to run right back into Philly, which has now won three straight against them. Patrick Mahomes now has the first three-game losing streak in his pro career. Also, Travis Kelce is going to be gone after this year. Travis Kelce continues to, you know, be Patrick Mahomes' number one target. And yeah, the Chiefs are going to get more reinforcements at receiver, but not having that security blanket, I think long term is going to affect the Chiefs. So now they're just simply a good team, a really good team, but they're no longer elite. And I think we're starting to see that play out in real time.
All right. What's
next
up?
Next on our list of narratives, how about JJ McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings?
Jenks, you want to go first since I went first last time?
Yeah. I'd say just let's pump the brakes on J.J. McCarthy. Like, what I would say is we don't know anything about J.J. McCarthy. Like, people are so quick. They want to, like, even now, like, I understand we need a narrative. How do we feel about J.J. McCarthy? I don't know. Like, I don't know. He looks like a rookie quarterback to me. He is a rookie quarterback. So he looked great in week one. Last night, I mean, my God, the Falcons were knocking him around everywhere. Six sacks by the Falcons. I think the narrative is he's still a rookie, and he's probably going to be okay. But we don't really know anything about J.J. McCarthy. We've had a whole year to act like we know anything about J.J. McCarthy and how he's going to be and how good the Vikings are going to be. At the end of the day, we don't know anything until you step on the field and you start doing it for real. So J.J. McCarthy, still a rookie. He's going to look like one, and he'll have his moments, and then he'll have his setbacks, which is exactly what we've seen after 2 weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes on the Tom Brady comparison, shall we? Maybe after last night, people will finally stop with that. Because here's the thing. it wasn't even a one-game sample size. It was a one-quarter sample size where he had a really good fourth quarter in his first game. And granted, it was, you know, really clutch and it was a big moment and it was super fun to watch. But still, it's one quarter into your NFL career. We do not base people's legacies based on one quarter. Like, no matter how good you are. Like, maybe the only person you could point out and say that is, like, Eli Manning, maybe, because that was one, like, the fact that he keeps beating the Patriots. But still, he was a good quarterback overall. They had to get to the Super Bowl, obviously. But back to J.J. McCarthy, I think it's like an incomplete. You know, in school where it's like, we can't give you a grade yet because it's incomplete. We're sitting at September 15th. He is a young quarterback. He looked the part in that game. Although I will say this, he's had time to sit around and watch at least. So he's not one of those rookie quarterbacks that's just been, you know, thrust into the league and has no idea what's going on. So he should have a leg up on the competition there, but still a very young quarterback with a lot to learn. And we saw that last night.
What about inside that division, Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears?
All right. This is a tough one because, unfortunately, I feel like the haters have some good ammo to work with here. Because I feel like the talent is there for Caleb Williams, but like there is a mental block. I don't know if it's a mental block on the Bears, the fact that that organization has fumbled away a lot of good things and they have not been great at handling quarterbacks. But like the narrative right now is that Caleb Williams does not work with the style of offense that Ben Johnson brings to the table, where Caleb Williams likes to improvise a bit. Ben Johnson has all these great scripted plays. So I don't know if this one is going to work out, but right now, like, the talk feels very loud, and it feels like there's so much pressure on Caleb Williams. So I think a lot of this will be mental for Caleb Williams. Again, I think the talent is there. It's just, can you handle, like, the constant chatter of everybody saying that, like, oh, here we go, the Bears are terrible, especially when you just gave up 50 points. Like, the defense deserves some of the credit for the Bears not being great either. But still, this is a tough narrative to break.
I don't know if he's going to make it as a franchise quarterback. I just don't see it now. Maybe that I'm not a hot take person, but I don't see it. Like, what have I seen from Caleb Williams to make me think he's going to be a franchise quarterback? Nothing. Like, his mechanics get really bad. He misses some open throws. He makes some really boneheaded mistakes. And if you want to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, look, this is a brand new offensive coordinator. It's a brand new system. He's starting from scratch. He's essentially a rookie again. Okay, fine. But even in, you know, even in big time moments or at times when he should be able to make these easy throws, he's not able to make them. His decision making is questionable. You'll see people break down the film on Caleb Williams, and it really doesn't speak to the fact that maybe he is going to be the guy for Chicago. And I don't necessarily think he's on a short leash, but I just don't see it. I don't think he's a franchise quarterback.
To the Big Apple, what about Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson?
All right. I mean, so I feel
Russ,
like we have to
ahead.
We've got to stop like flipping the narrative here, because like at some point we've got to get off the roller coaster of like, oh, Russell Wilson is terrible, Russell Wilson is amazing, Russell Wilson is back to being terrible. It was so funny watching social media during this game, because after one bad throw, after he had passed for 450 yards and kept his team very much in this game, people were ready to say, oh, yeah, Russell Wilson's back to cooked. Like, what do you think is going to happen on moonballs? Like, these are not high-percentage throws. Granted, it was not a great decision, but the Giants would not be in that spot if it weren't for Russell Wilson. So I think you need to put away the start dart signs and say, maybe we roll with Russ for a second. I don't know. He's still an NFL quarterback, and it's the easiest argument in the world to say, oh, that guy that hasn't played a single start in the NFL, oh, let's throw him in. We see this all the time when there's a backup quarterback that people want to see. So I think Russell Wilson, I think he's keeping his job for at least a few more games after Sunday.
Yeah, I think he was very good in this game. He was obviously, he was incredible in this game. So you can't penalize him for making a mistake or two when you put up 37 points. If you're in the National Football League and you put up 37 points, then you should be able to win, in theory, every single game, right? Like, this is more than they would have ever expected out of Russell Wilson. And he's still got talent. Like, this is still a guy who can drive the car, still throws one of the best deep balls in the NFL. Mm. He was awesome yesterday. But it's going to flip back and forth because this is who Russ is now. He's a veteran, past his prime, who still has it in him from time to time to have a big game. And that's what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, I think so, too. Again, it's very easy for people to flip the script, especially when somebody's not especially likable. Then it's very easy for people to take one bad throw and be like, oh, well, he's terrible anyway. Get him out of here. So we'll see how many games Russell Wilson lasts until Star Dart becomes a thing again. All right, coming up next, we go over the biggest headlines coming out of the NFL yesterday, including what do the Bengals do now? Joe Burrow might be out for 3 months. What's next in Cincinnati?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.